IndieCan Music presents the Toronto Indie Scene, your front row seat and backstage pass to the world of Canadian indie music. This week, Ian Danzing, publisher of Exclaim Magazine, is here. But first, some brand new material from Toronto's Modern Boys, Modern Girls.
This is Modern Boys, Modern Girls, live at IndieCan. This song is called What's Your Hot Noise?
Modern Boys, Modern Girls, welcome to IndieCan. Glad you could make it.
Thank you.
So, you have a unique, vibrant, unusual sound. Where does that come from?
I think you want to take it?
Go ahead. I'll take it, man.
Take it.
basically, I think that comes because we all are influenced by completely different things.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, like, I don't know. we all come from completely different backgrounds. I think we all picked up instruments for different reasons, like because of different bands. Like, I don't know, I was a lot more into like classic rock and like house music and stuff like that, and funk especially. And I don't know, Mark comes from more of like an indie experimental background.
A lot of underground stuff that's like not known and like just different scenes that like nobody really picks up on. So I try to get into like a lot of underground stuff like that. And then maybe like...
Yeah, maybe. I'm such a whore for melody. So that's what I gotta listen to all the
time.
That's
where the pop sensibility comes
absolutely
from.
I think the one thing that Brett was saying, we all listen to music that's very raw, a lot of soul to it. So it ends up being that. I think that's, you use the word vibrant. I think that's a good adjective for that, for the music, because I think everything that we enjoy ends up being, you know, if it's metal or funk or underground or really pop melodic, it's very vibrant, very soulful usually.
So that said, what are your influences? What's the last CD you bought or the last concert you went to?
The last CD I bought was the new M. Ward Post-War, which I love. I absolutely love that. And we actually, May and I went to the show at Mod Club, I think it was like last week, with Oakley Hall opening. It was, I thought it was the best show of the year for me.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Akira made me go, and I'm so glad. Yeah, he always, dug it. Any new music I hear is channeled through Akira. So, it was a wicked show, and I was so glad to be able to see it.
Yeah, for me, I don't really buy CDs anymore. I'm starting to really hate them. I just buy vinyl now because, yeah, I'd rather have vinyl and MP3s because it's so much better. Vinyl sounds better. It's warmer. It lasts forever. A CD's skipping like a year after you own it.
You scratch them to hell.
Yeah, they stink. So, and the best thing about vinyl, too, is you can go and buy records like used that are completely out of print. Like, you would never find the CD, like, ever. So you find so much awesome funk, soul, reggae, stuff like that, like, old stuff. And so, like, that's pretty much majority of what I listen to these days is mostly old funk and soul. But then but I'm buying all new indie records, too. Like, I'm basically on the internet finding new bands and on my turntable listening to, like, old stuff. No kidding. Yeah, it's basically what I'm doing.
Yeah, me, I'm listening to, right now... I'm listening to the new Rapture CD, as well as a lot of like Nine Inch Nails and stuff like that. And I'm really excited to go see Beck in a couple of weeks, so that's where I'm at right now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Let's all go.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I've got tickets to see Betty LaVette, so I'm super psyched about that.
Yeah, that'll be kick. That's cheap too, eh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're going to see Betty LaVette. We're also seeing Scissor Sisters, you and I.
Oh, yeah. Scissor Sisters is going to be awesome. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see just such a love for music. Mm. Creating listening to it.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It in, she sat behind a curtain of rockin' colors. She spent all her time pretending to be frail.
How'd you come together? How did, like, you've got all these different influences. How did you find each other? How did modern boys, modern girls commingle?
Well, Akira and I met in high school, so we've known each other for over 10 years now. So, yeah, I know. So we got together a hell of a long time ago, and it's only been within the last couple of years that we really decided to start collaborating together and to create a band together. And that's when we found these fellas. We found Brett first.
Cruising the internet, or how did you find him?
Ad in through like ads. Now Magazine or whatever.
Yeah. It worked really well. And we grabbed Brett first. We fell in love with his stuff. So we hooked up with him. And then a couple of months later, we found Mark.
Same way.
Same exact way. We've been together since then.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city for, you know, finding people.
Yeah, it is. A lot of talented people in the city. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's always great to look for musicians here. Yeah.
So tell our listeners what you think about casual sex. How did that all come to be?
Of course, we all are very into casual sex.
Oh, yeah.
Big fans.
Casual sex was kind of came out of the fact that we were playing the Toronto scene for about a year as a band. And, you know, a lot of the nights that we played end up being, sometimes you're playing with good bands, but sometimes the styles were so different one from the next that you would never have an audience that would want to hear all four, right? It'd be quite eclectic, right? So we wanted to create a lineup that would be really exciting, you know, mix in DJs, artists of all kinds, put up art installation, get a lights rig, really make a indie rock party, but something also celebrates the Toronto indie scene, which is something that you're doing as well, right? So that's what got us really excited. The idea of casual sex was kind of like, we'll all get to know each other. The Toronto scene is so huge. It's a way of bringing it all together.
It was the name I was curious about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I came up with a name. And we like it.
What's not to like?
Yeah.
What's next for modern boys, modern girls?
We're demoing songs right now. We just released our first EP. We're having a CD release party on the 14th of October in the Bovine.
With Shit Lamarid and DeBaser.
Shit Lamarid will be DJing. DeBaser's another Toronto, really good Toronto indie band.
Party at the Bow.
Party at the Bovine, yeah.
Yeah, the Bovine, yeah.
And
I'm sorry.
Mark knocked that off.
Yeah.
And Mark smokes. And we're so we have that in about a couple weeks from now, and we're demoing songs for our first full length that we're going to record hopefully in January or February. We're looking at producers to do that right now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And where can fans find you online?
Find us at www.modernboysmoderngirls.com, and we're on MySpace as well, just myspace.com/modernboysmoderngirls. And the casual sex sites, myspace.com/casualsexparties. And yeah, you could Google too. Have fun with that.
That's terrific. I think you sound great. Looking forward to seeing what you come up with next. And thanks for coming into IndieCan.
Awesome. Oh,
thanks so much for having us.
This is Modern Boys, Modern Girls live in IndieCan. This is A Little at a Time. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Aki Alemani. I'm from Modern Boys, Modern Girls. You're listening to IndieCan Radio.
She checks on nails. You can't do anything. You ought to know by now. Who wears my cigarettes? I spell the name out on the table. You think I'm nearly going over? You could.
Yeah. controlling me. If I lived another day, I'd change it all, find a way, always end up missing you. Maybe that's forever.
You know.
Oh, that sounds sweet. That's JD, if I have it pronounced right. Write this down, www.jadea.ca. I was introduced to her by Paul at PM5 Music. I was at a showcase put on, I think he had a hand in it, but also by Todd Arkell of Cool Planet Music. It was emceed by none other than Bob the Iceman Segarini. It was a showcase for industry insiders. A couple of the other bands we heard were also there. Before JD was Tomorrow's Excuse. You'll remember them from episode 11, if my memory serves me correctly. There's another tune called Blue, which I've always liked. And we started off with a band I never knew before, Used for Glue. The first song was a tune called Light It Up. Really catchy tunes, all of them, and they've got an EP out, so check them out at myspace.com, Used for Glue Music. Not sure what that means. Find out and get back to me. Ian Danzig will be with us shortly. I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say. He's kind of a mentor for me. He's been a catalyst in the underground music scene in Canada, and he's going to have a lot of good stuff to talk about. And as a matter of fact, mark your calendars now for October 11th. There's a couple events, one of which I'm sure you'll want to check out. Some more music. A band called First Person Shooter. They sent me a CD. I didn't know what the hell it was. It looked like a video game. Their EP is called First to 20, and it's got four tracks on it. Let's see. Let's play Your Girlfriend's Crazy. Kind of like the sound of that.
This is Ian Danzig from Exclaim Magazine, and you're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene.
Existing in the shadows of a best forgotten dream.
But I held sway where the hound dogs be, turning whispers into a scream. I traded lies for eyes, and I traded the teeth for truth. As hard as hell, and now I'm bulletproof. Demanded absolution for things that I'm better left unsaid. But I was wrong and too far. Crumble. I said goodbye to my cruel you. Took that clown, I wore him down, and now he's bulletproof.
Was Mark D'Souza. That's Mark, not with a C, not with a K, but with a Q, M-A-R-Q, D'Souza. He's from Vancouver. He sent me a copy of his full-length CD, and I listened to it a couple times in the car. www.markdesouza.com has me in a Vancouver frame of mind. IndieCan will be traveling to Vancouver to check out the scene later in October, and we'll be bringing back some music for you. Looking forward to that. But now, our industry insider, it's my great privilege to have Ian Danzig, publisher of Exclaim magazine. Exclaim has been on the Canadian landscape for 15 years, and he's the one who got it started. We're very pleased to have with us in the studio the publisher of Exclaim magazine, Ian Danzig. Ian, welcome to IndieCan.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Glad I could make it.
Kudos are owed to you because you were into the whole underground scene and then it became hip. You were quoted as saying that kids today are cooler if they're into bands that nobody's ever heard of than if they're into the much music top 30, for instance.
Yep.
And why did you devote yourself to the underground scene? Because you knew it would be hip, or just because that's where your heart was?
Oh, definitely just because that's where my heart was. I mean, there's nothing that I pursued because I thought it would blossom the way it has, or that the scene would blossom. It was just a personal passion for music. Like, as a kid, like, I was just crazy as a music fan. My mother's a piano teacher, so I've had music, you know, around me all the time growing up, and found stuff that I was into. And from a pretty young age, I was very resourceful on how I went and, you know, dug out the music that turned me on. And I found very often it wasn't what everybody else was listening to. It wasn't what was on commercial radio more often than not. And when I, you know, discovered this music and latched onto it, it just became an obsession.
We were talking earlier about your track record with actually putting the next big thing on the cover, like finding it first. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, labels would say, who are they? Why are you putting them on the cover?
Yeah, right? That's what they said then.
And, but then they get it later.
Yeah,
right?
and you know, it's a common thing. People will look at what's on the cover of Exclaim often and go, you know, they're constantly putting bands on the cover I've never heard of. But if you look at the bands that we put on the cover last year, now you've heard of them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and that's, you know, in some ways it's very fulfilling, but we don't feel that it's a failure if there's a band that we put on the cover that didn't go on to become hugely successful, because there's so many factors involved in success as you know, as for a band or as a musician.
You must nevertheless have a certain amount of pride about the fact that you do play a small role in the emergence of, you know, great Canadian talent.
Yeah, oh, for sure, for sure. And that's, you know, the one way I've described Exclaim to people is, and I mentioned it already, is as a kid, I was a huge obsessive music fan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just an extension of being a music fan. So at the beginning, I was, you know, buying, you know, my vinyl and LPs at the store, walking up and down Yonge Street, right around where we're sitting right now. I used to do a haul, you know, down one way, you know, and pick up everything at, you know, A&A's and Sam's.
Yeah.
And Record Peddler used to be on Yonge Street as well. And, you know, amass this collection. And then I'd drag my friends into my basement. You got to listen to this. You got to listen to this. You got to listen to this. And that was very fulfilling, to turn my friends on. And it's like, that was great. Like, I remember in high school, there was a band from England called the Monochrome Set.
Mm-hmm.
And just the local band who were, you know, friends of mine at our high school. I'm like, you got to listen to this single I found, this, you know, this 45, you know, and they checked it out. And then they ended up covering it. And they thought it was great, and I found that very fulfilling that I turned them on to that. And then later on, when I went to university at University of Waterloo, I started to do college radio, and I'm like, this is amazing. I don't have to drag people into my basement anymore to listen to records. I can go on the radio and I can play records for a whole bunch of people, and even people that I don't know, who wouldn't come into my basement if I asked them to. You know, I can just play this and you know, get feedback on it and communicate with people who are listening to the radio show. And then when I came to Toronto back, I mean, I was born and raised here, but when University at Waterloo, and when university was finished and I was back in Toronto, I did a radio show at CKLN at Ryerson.
Yeah.
Also just down the street from where we are now.
Yeah.
And I'm on my way there to go do my show actually after this, which I still do.
Yeah.
Which I've been doing longer than Exclaim. But anyway, I started doing a radio show at CKLN, and we were doing the same thing there, just exposing great music that we wanted people to hear. And a bunch of us just started talking at the station one day. It's like, you know what? There's no publication that's around that's supporting local music. And at the time when we started, which was the beginning of the 90s, mm-hmm. So it was like 91, which was the real beginning for the paper in our discussions. If you would look at Now Magazine, which I think had been around for about 5 years by then,
yeah.
They weren't at the time supporting a lot of local stuff.
Yeah,
and that's changed. You know, since then. But at the time, really, nobody was doing it. So we said, there's great music out there. We're gonna do this ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we came up with the idea of putting out the publication, and it's, you know, maintained that stance in, it's a publication that conveys a passion for music and diverse passions.
Right, absolutely.
Be it metal, be it electronic experimental music, be it hip hop, be it, you know, indie pop, you know, whatever it is. And I'm, you know, we're always looking for writers and contributors that have the same passion, you know, that I had and have,
yeah.
You know, when I was, you know, discovering music, like that intense excitement, you know, and that's what we try to do. I mean, another way I'll describe the magazine is it's a fanzine. I mean, it's we're covering music from a fan's perspective. We're not out there pretending to be objective journalists and covering a music scene from the outside,
yeah.
Looking in. We're on the inside looking out. We're covering the scene from in the mosh pit.
Yeah, that's right.
As opposed to, you know,
yeah.
With our arms
in
crossed
the
at the back of the
balcony.
Room.
Yeah,
right.
That's
looking
right.
Going, very interesting what
having
these kids
sushi.
Are doing
yeah.
down on the floor there. This sushi is delicious. Can I have some more?
Now, let's talk about some of the other things you're doing. You've got a couple of concerts you promote,
yep.
or tours, rather.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about how that got started and what's available right now.
As far as this, the beginning of that goes, I'm trying to remember what the saying is. Writing about music is like tap dancing about architecture.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to experience music is to hear music, obviously. And as a print medium, we can write about music to our heart's content. But our real goal is to get people yeah. to either listen to the recordings or go see bands live, which is something I've always connected with. I still go to 3-4 live shows a week, you know. Every week, and I just love live music. And when we kicked off our publication, when we finally got the first one together and
yeah.
out the door, we kicked it off with a big concert at the Opera House. And every year since, on the anniversary, we've always done a big concert, which
yeah.
turned into a national tour
yeah.
that we do every year. And now we have multiple tours that we do throughout the year. And coming up right now, starting in October, we actually have two tours crossing the country. We have our Aggressive Tendencies tour, which
great
is,
name.
Which is based on our Aggressive Tendencies section of the paper,
yeah.
which focuses on hardcore and metal
yeah.
music. And that's mostly focused on... It's generally a younger audience
yep.
for a lot of those things. So those shows are always all ages.
Mm-hmm.
So that tour is starting in Victoria on October 1st and moving its way across Canada with a couple Hydra Head bands, Pelican and Daughters, and a band from Winnipeg called Ken Mode, who are doing the whole tour. And then there's different openers and
right.
in all
in
the
each town has a couple of local...
Yeah.
Openers.
In all the different cities. And then the other tour we have going on, which starts in the east of Canada, is the New Pornographers Tour, which is actually a co-celebration with Mint Records of mm-hmm. both Mint Records' 15th anniversary and Exclaim Magazine's
oh, isn't
15th
that something?
Anniversary. So
yeah.
it's a mutual 15th anniversary tour going from east to west, and headlining that is the New Pornographers, which is... personally one of my favorite bands, and Carl Newman, who's the frontman in the New Pornographers, is, you know, bar none, my favorite Canadian songwriter.
And then you have your internet site, which I'm always overwhelmed by the amount of content you have there,
yeah.
whether it's reviews, you know, live reviews or recorded music.
Yeah.
It's just who runs that? How do they keep on top of it? And how many facelifts has it had since you started?
You know what? I mean, it's had a couple facelifts. The real facelift we're in the process of. It's about to relaunch, mm-hmm. exclaim.ca. There is a ton of content there, and we want to make it more evident for people that are coming across the site. But if you look at the cover of the current issue of Exclaim, we mm-hmm. always list, you know, the number of reviews we have in the current
right.
issue. It's 212 reviews inside, or, you know, whatever it might be, 115. Yeah. You know, I'm
just
not sure what it is.
Just in case you're exaggerating, 166 reviews.
Yeah, that's
almost overwhelming.
Yeah,
for,
so that's
you
in print.
Can't get through it in one large coffee. You know?
Right. Oh, no, for sure. For sure not. That's why it's a monthly. It takes a month to read the thing.
Yeah.
166 reviews were in our September issue of Exclaim. That is less than half of the reviews that were submitted.
Mm-hmm.
They all go online.
Yeah.
So if every month 150 to 200 reviews go in print, there's 400, 500 reviews that go on our website.
Yeah, wow.
Every month. So it's a huge database, and not just of the reviews, of our interviews and all the research features. And in print, you're limited by space. You're not obviously limited by that online. So lengthened versions of stories, especially stuff like our timeline, which are those history pieces that we do in the current issue. It's actually on Outkast. You know, we've done history of the, you know, New York Dolls or Elvis Costello, you know, classic artists that, you know, we'll do a big history piece on, you know, Joe Strummer and The Clash or whatever it might be. But we're limited by space.
Mm-hmm.
So a much longer version of most of these articles exist on our website.
Right. So someone just loves everything about Elvis Costello. They go, they can read pages and pages
of it. Yeah, I remember when we did the Jane's Addiction history piece, the timeline. Perry Farrell was in Toronto at the time promoting something or other, and he was on Much Music, and someone started asking him questions about, like, old questions about Jane's Addiction. He's like, I'm not going to answer those questions. You guys have this magazine, Exclaim. Go read the timeline. It's all there.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and when it comes right from, you know, Perry Farrell, I thought, well, that's a pretty good endorsement.
That's a great endorsement. And to listeners, obviously, if you're listening to the Toronto indie scene, you don't settle for the sonic swill of commercial schlock, and you're probably already an Exclaim reader, but, I mean, my God, that website is something that every true music fan should bookmark.
Yeah, and we're like, right now, we were online very early. We were online as early as, I think, 95 or 96, and we lost a lot of the data that we had uploaded when we did a switchover in 99.
Yeah.
So right now, it's basically all the content since 1999. So the last 7 years of content is all archived there on the website. And we're just about to launch, hopefully before the end of the year, better be before the end of the year, but in a month or two, I expect to launch a new front end for the site, so it's much easier to navigate and find your way around and really dig into the depth of content that's there. But it's a great research tool if you're looking for information on Canadian independent music,
or
just about anything.
Yeah, it's the best there is. I've interviewed a lot of people who have been 15 years in this business,
mm-hmm.
and a few of them still have the same vitality and absolute passion for what they do as you do, and you're a credit to the music community, that's
Thank
for sure.
You.
Thanks.
Thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.
This is Modern Boys, Modern Girls. This song is Edge of My Blade.
Well, I have been told. Well, I have been warned. I can't walk this line. My life.
That was one last one from Modern Boys, Modern Girls. That was from their EP now available entitled Edge of My Blade. ModernBoysModernGirls.com. Ian Danzig left with us a prize pack from Mint Records. To qualify to win this prize pack, go to our website, www.indiecan.com. Sign up for our email list. Someone from our email list will win that music. And thanks again to Redline Recorders for hosting IndieCan Music. You can find out more about Redline on our website as well. Look forward to seeing you there. Going to send you off with a band called Perdition. Enjoy.
Your face, the look says no. But your eyes just tell me yes.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an IndieCan Music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.